Good afternoon. My name is Megan, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the All VR conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Dan O'Brien. You may begin your conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Bob Williams, our Associate Commissioner, I'd like to welcome you all to our January call. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody had a good holiday. And we have a couple of updates, but before we get to that, we have a little presentation we're going to have a series of presentations, short presentations, in over a period of months on VR agencies that are implementing best practices that we think other people may be interested in. Today's is on building internal VR field capacity to increase cost reimbursement outcomes, and our speaker is Cheryl List. Cheryl is a consultant with the Michigan Rehabilitation Services Staff Development Training Unit. This is a statewide position. Her primary responsibility is for delivering training needs for the rehabilitation staff. Cheryl provides assistance to potential joint customers receiving Social Security as well as agency field staff. Cheryl, welcome, and take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. And Bob Williams, I would like to personally thank you, too, and for looking over our nomination and selecting Michigan Rehabilitation Services to present to you today. With that said, I thought to give just a little bit of background about Michigan Rehabilitation Services for those of you who may not be familiar with the needs in our state. But Michigan Rehabilitation Services is home to approximately 1.3 million individuals with disabilities. Each year we provide employment outcomes to approximately 7,000 individuals, and that's just the outcome part of it. We serve many thousands more than that. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what we did for 2012, but I could guesstimate around maybe 50,000. And as you know, we serve a large portion or percentage of that number for people receiving Social Security benefits, whether it's SSDI or SSI based on disability. And so our services here in the state cover employment for 83 Michigan counties. So with that said, on some background information, and if you have any questions, feel free to type them in or interrupt me at any time. But we had submitted some time ago the effective nomination form that Bob Williams has shared out to the state VR agencies, and we were doing some things different within our state to help build capacity internally and for the goal of, you know, being able to provide the services, the multi-services that customers receiving Social Security benefits might need. And so some of that I wanted to share with you of what we had done. And I'd like to ask also, is Anna Morales on the line?
Yes, she is, Cheryl.
Okay, great. Hi, Anna. I bring up Anna Morales because when I first started, and you guys may recall this, this was back in, was it around 2010 or the end of 2009 when the ticket letter notices started getting mailed out? That's about the time when I came on board with this assignment, taking it over from an individual who had formerly retired. And so there was a lot of calls going on throughout our state, and I thought, boy, I really need to get a contact. You know, we recognize the importance of relationships. We've always had a long, good standing relationship with Social Security Administration, and that's how I met Anna Morales. And so right away, she was more than willing to talk with me, bless her heart, because she serves all of the state VR agencies. And what I wanted to do was look at expediting ticket procedures. MRS already had in place with Social Security to submit data and that sort of thing for the reimbursement. But in looking at the Partnership Plus, the amendments to the Ticket to Work program of 2008, and then the ticket notices being sent and realizing that customer needs varied, or potential customer needs. Even people who might have been prior served, maybe even been served elsewhere in another state or served by an EN. So Anna and I worked together, and we developed a desk aid that our staff could use. The other thing we did, and this I cannot take any credit for. I would have to give this credit to our leaders in the state, but we have a champion designated in every district throughout our offices. And this is also to help understand the Ticket to Work program, to build that capacity, to be able to answer customer inquiries, to expedite tickets, whatever the needs are. Oftentimes there was confusion with individuals calling and inquiring with regard to either the ticket program or work incentives. So that was another thing that came to light. So our champions were, excellent. I mean, I don't know how else to better say that, because what they had asked for is, hey, you know, there's a lot of calls coming in, these ticket notices, what does it mean? And so that gave a lot of input to me, a lot of discovery as a consultant, to really take a look at how can we do things better, how can we build it up. And again, that's because I say our champions are the ones who had asked that let's get together monthly. So we did. We started internally doing monthly call-ins. It was volunteer. It wasn't mandatory or anything like that. And I've got to tell you, probably on average, I would get at least 17 offices calling in a month. And I asked them, okay, is this meeting your need? Should we move to quarterly? Do you feel it? No. They kept wanting to keep it monthly. So it was great. Not only could we expedite the tickets on behalf of customers in the program, whether they had exited MRS and wanted to assign their ticket elsewhere, or if they just wanted their ticket available again. And so I thank Anna for that, and our counselors, we worked together to build up the resources. We had developed a handout that they could use as they're working with the customer, because it's really primary. It's one thing to give somebody something in writing. It's another thing to sit down and talk with them about that and also leave them with something in writing. And so we developed one of the brochures. I believe Michelle Leisure from SSA has sent it to everyone. It's an overview of the Social Security Ticket to Work program. And here I've got to give Bob Williams some credit, too, because if you recall, back in probably right after Bob Williams began, he sent out a notice to all the state VR agencies, and I loved the visual of that format. We had already developed something, but when I saw Bob Williams' format, he had the, like, bullet points. Remember that, Bob, of each item, of what was expected? And I thought, let's revamp this. Let's go off on that premise and bullet point it. And so we had done that, and we also put in there the guidelines that you guys provide. The source was from the Maximus Ticket to Work program. So that was also copied onto the back of that page so customers could understand, okay, when they did receive their yearly progress review, if they knew what month it was, they could look at this chart and they could say, oh, okay, I see that I needed to complete this or that, you know, if that was another help to them. Then another thing we did in building our internal resources, because, you know, there was the WIPA grant, and then, of course, that WIPA grant went away. But whether it was there or whether it was not, we wanted to also make sure customers had what they needed for resources. As I had mentioned earlier when I started in this presentation, many called about the Ticket to Work program. A lot of it centered around fears. Oh, am I going to lose my benefits? You know, why am I getting this notice? That kind of thing. So there was a lot of information and education going on. Well, the other second part of that was understanding the work incentives. So this is another thing that our champions and I did together, was develop this resource list so that not one person had to be an expert. This could be something that could be ongoing, that could be shared with the staff, that the champions could go out with their staff as well. So those monthly calls also consisted of updating ourselves, even on the work incentives and that kind of thing. So this other form was developed as well and provided a list of resources that customers or potential customers could go to obtain more information. Another thing that we had did is we recognized, you know, with cuts, you probably all have faced some of those budget funding cuts, right? The economies, you know, we're still hoping things continue to pick up and that sort of thing. So it's not always easy that we can or feasible that we can all get together and even have a face-to-face meeting. Well, one thing that we did with Social Security Administration locally here was that we partnered together, and MRS had secured a meeting place. They provided the staff as a resource, and we did a full one-day training. With every meeting that we had done internally, we also sent out a survey to gather the needs of all of our staff to really look at it from a VR perspective in terms of what is it that we need more to know about to better assist customers receiving Social Security for the goal of employment, correct? So we're looking at this twofold, joint goals here. And so Yvonne Rausch and Robin Ford from a local office in Lansing of SSA came in, and they did that presentation. I did the presentation on the Ticket to Work program. They did it on Social Security work incentives. And what we did is we opened up the afternoon based on one thing was having our champions or giving them the opportunity in leadership to do some joint sessions. We had other partners come in. Community Mental Health had come in. They had demonstrated an online disability benefits planner. We had one of our champions demonstrate on resources and relationships, whether it's with other state partnering agencies, with employment networks, with Centers for Independent Living, the ARC, UCP, and those are just to name a few. So it was very interactive. And the staff that attended that training could select in the afternoon because we ended up with like six different types of breakouts, you could call them. So they could select, you know, which breakout to go to, and they'd spend so much time in one breakout, and then they could select another breakout. And that way we could, you know, try to get it to as many people as possible and then spend the last part of that day, bring it all together so that people who may not have been able to participate in one of the breakouts due to time was still going to hear a summary. So that was really cool, and I thank Michigan Rehabilitation Services for that and SSA for their time in doing that. So that was another thing that we had done. So we've got the job aid, and this was just my part of the involvement here. And Michigan Rehab Services in our central office, we also have our AWARE unit. And so between the individuals working in there, they're the ones who were inspirational in terms of sending in the data requirements and meeting those types of things and working with Maximus. And I did more of the people type of aspect of it, of, okay, what are the needs? What's it like in the state? What's it like in your area? What am I hearing from the potential customers? What is it they need? And putting something together there. So we built a lot of capacity that way. In October we had to do some cuts, but I can fortunately say to you that I am able to, even though I'm not in my prior position, I now work, as Dan had said, with our training unit, which is great. I think it's an excellent job match, and I'm fortunate that I can still keep the Social Security assignment. May not be to the extent that I had it before, but, you know, there's creativity there. So it's to the extent that I know that now, okay, it's a matter of maintaining and keeping up with this. So I do continue to send information to our field champions that is necessary. I let them also know about when you have your online ticket to work and work incentives going on, or updated information that changes with the SSDI and SSI, the COLA changes, those kind of thing, and asking or answering field inquiries, and still the contact, too, for potential customer inquiries and connecting them with an office. But I think between all of us all working together, you know, sometimes it takes more than just one, of course. I think that's been very helpful to potential customers and to customers that we served. And I guess I'd like to thank all of you for that, because you also have BAS available, and I think that that's been helpful. I think as those notices had gotten out and people, you know, saw, okay, this isn't, you know, I don't need to be too worried about this. This isn't really what it means. I now understand the voluntary nature of the program and that kind of thing. I think it just helped. And many times that is difficult to measure, you know, maybe anecdotally, but, you know, we can also measure it in terms of our outcomes, because we are an outcome-based program. So I guess with that said, I could happily report that, I'm trying to find the sheet of paper, when we submitted our nomination form, and Kevin Green, who's the manager in our AWARE unit, gave me an update for 2012. I did have for, when I said that, when I guessed on the number of people served for 2012, I can tell you in 2011, we served 49,021 customers. 7,704 achieved successful employment. And I had mentioned 30% of individuals served may be identified at some point within their VR process. It doesn't necessarily have to begin at application, but they would be identified as receiving disability benefits at some point. And in 2012, the final number came in at 2,588,233. And reimbursement, which is very nice, considering the, you know, many people we serve with the resources that are available, and probably many of you face as well. Does anybody have any questions at this point? I know I covered a lot of information fairly quickly.
Cheryl, this is Dan. I was just wondering, when you talked about the training for staff, was that the champions or was that all VR staff?
That was all of VR staff.
Oh,
I had
good.
Met with my manager at that time. At that time, I worked on what was called our innovations unit, and the manager and I met with the manager in our training unit, who was in charge for training for the entire state, and asked about, you know, funding availability, the ideas behind, you know, the partnership in order to try to conserve resources. And they were like, you know what, submit something to me. It sounds great. And it was a go. So it was open to all staff. It wasn't, you know, mandatory, like, hey, you have to attend.
How many staff attended out of how many?
You know, at the time I knew, because this was back, like, when was this? Was this June or July? But I want to say maybe around 70. Don't quote me on it.
Uh-huh.
But that's fairly high.
Yeah. Out of how many staff were invited?
Yeah, total. I want to say we have, and I'm not sure if this is all just civil service staff, so again, please don't quote me on it, because it could be also blended staff at the time, but maybe 500 people.
Yeah.
So it was open to all staff at all levels in the agency. So it could have been managers were invited, definitely counselors, our rehabilitation assistants could have benefited, and our champions were, I went back to them, like I put a redesign, we called it a design team, and I asked people, you know, hey, I'm going to put something together, I'd like to have a design team, I'd like input throughout the state, And I ended up going back to my champions again because we had done so much work every month and they were so diligent about it. They knew so much. And I was like, hey, I need your help because you're local in your office.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know the needs everywhere.
So each office had a champion?
Yep.
How were they chosen? Did people volunteer for that or did...
Yeah, I would say that, I wasn't involved like when they were chosen, but I'm thinking that, you know, they could have either volunteered or their manager could have said, hey, would you like to be a champion of this? You know, we're looking at a champion because the thought was let's designate a champion in every office. So, you know, if somebody didn't want to be that, I can't imagine us saying, well,
wouldn't
you're
be much of a champion if they were forced.
Exactly. And again, you know, they couldn't have been because they were passionate about it. You know, when I thought, oh, okay, is this like, because it's hard, you know, when you're doing a webinar, as you guys know, you do them monthly, you can't see faces. So you can't read, hey, are they getting what I'm saying? Do they have questions? You know, you can't see the faces to know if you need to pause a moment. But I would come out and ask directly, hey, you know, do you think we should move to quarterly? No, please let's keep this monthly. And I would always ask for their feedback and their needs or what are they seeing, what should we do something on next. And sometimes we would have a guest speaker come in. We might have somebody come in from Social Security to join the call as a guest speaker, and that was great. And then, two, I became very educated, and I'm passionate myself and I always knew about the work incentives, you know what I mean? It was even introduced through my master's program, and I've been with the agency for 19 years. So even back prior to me being a counselor, I had learned about work incentives just working for the agency. But between the master's degree and then really getting this assignment, I delved more into the little things that, you know, aren't as common. You know what I'm saying, that you would know about Social Security work incentives. And I think that was truly helpful for a lot of people.
Now, Cheryl, is the $2 million, is that more than you're used to getting, or I'm just curious?
That's a good question. I would need to leave that with Kevin Green, and I don't know if Kevin is on the line. I did certainly encourage him to join the line. Kevin, are you there? Well, maybe Kevin didn't get to join, but I hate to say something when I don't have the facts in front of me. I'd like to think that I'm thinking off the top of my head that it may not be as high as it once was, like back when there was like a catch-up phase going on. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
and then
sure.
The
economy makes a big difference. You can see that in our national data, that when the recession hit, everybody's reimbursements went down across the country.
You are exactly right. In fact, my deputy director had asked me to do some looking into that, and I remember that I did that. And I saw the national figures, and I knew the economy had really gone down, and the writing behind that I think you even provided nationally as to why, you know, and then looking at the numbers in terms of individuals served, it seemed to coincide with what you had stated nationally. When the economy goes down, it's not unusual
for people to think
twice.
We look back over the history from 1982 in the reimbursement program, and every time there was a recession, the next year the reimbursements went down. And sometimes for several years. I think the situation we're in now is that we've been down several years because this is the worst we've ever experienced since 1982 at least.
Yeah.
So I think we told people that we would do a couple quick reports and then come back to you for questions. If that's all right, can you stay on?
Sure.
And then we'll give people a chance to queue up their questions. And one of the questions they had is, would you send them all your handouts? I know it sounds like some of them were sent out, but it looks like not everybody got them. So,
yes, if you could send me your email, I'd be happy to send it to it to you, or what do you suggest, Dan? Do you
have I think we could have Maxwell send it out to everybody that's on the call.
Okay. That sounds
great. Post it to the website. We'll let do these reports, and then some wise person will suggest. Mm-hmm. Somebody wiser than me will suggest the methodology.
Snail mail.